want to welcome all of you again as we are continuing in our sermon series entitled Unafraid. We started the series last week, and I lifted up the fact that fear in and of itself is not a bad thing. We as human beings are wired to experience fear because it can serve as a protective force in our lives to help us be aware of potential dangers that exist in the world. The problem is that sometimes our fear grows disproportionate to the actual or the imagined threats that are around us. And when that happens, we have difficulty living life to the fullness that God intends us to experience and enjoy it. And so in this series, we're going to be looking at a number of different types of fear and talking about some scriptural and some practical ways that we can approach them. And I changed my sermon title this week because I changed the focus of my message a little bit. Today we're going to be talking about the fear that we experience when it all falls down. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said. So I don't know if children play this game anymore, but when I was a little girl, whenever I was growing up, one of the games that my friends and I liked to play was Ring Around the Rosies. Any of you play that when you were little growing up? It was a very simple game. We would join hands, and we would form a circle, and we would walk around in the circle together, and we would sing, Ring Around the Rosies, Pocket Full of Posies, Ashes, Ashes, We All Fall Down. And whenever we played the game, the rule was that when you fell down, you had to keep holding on to the hands of the people who were with you. And inevitably, we would end up in this hilarious tangle of hands and legs and arms all over the place. And that would cause us to laugh, and then we would jump back up, and we would join hands, and we would play the game again. Ring around the rosies, pocket full of posies, ashes, ashes, we all fall down. And that, the point of the game was that in the midst of our falling down, we would continue to hold on to each other. And it seems to me that that is a really beautiful metaphor for what we are called to do when it feels like everything is falling down around us. When things are falling down around us, we can remember that God is holding on to us and does not let go. And we can remember that it is important for us to hold on to each other. In the gospel lesson that I just read, Jesus is talking to his disciples and he predicts or foretells the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem. I imagine it must have been disconcerting and perhaps somewhat unbelievable for the disciples to hear Jesus make this prediction that this massive building that has been at the center of political and religious and social life for the Jewish people for over 500 years will one day, in the not too distant future, be so destroyed that not one stone will be left standing upon another. And in fact, about 35 years after Jesus shares that foretelling with his disciples, the Roman Empire comes into Jerusalem and absolutely obliterates the city and the temple. And not one stone is left standing upon another. The ancient historian Josephus tells us that in the months leading up to the siege and the destruction of the temple, over 1 million casualties took place because there had been pilgrims who had been coming into Jerusalem for the Passover, and they got caught in the siege of the city, and civilians and military personnel were decimated. Now, we don't have any way in this day and age of having an actual official count of what the toll was, but whether it was 1 million or 900,000 or 800,000, it is clear that in that time and in that place, everything had fallen down for the Jewish people, and not one thing was left standing. Now, I do not mean to suggest that some of the things that are happening in our contemporary society are on the scale of what took place at the destruction of Jerusalem. But I will tell you that the reason I changed my sermon title and focus this week is because as I have been listening to news story after news story after news story in the past few weeks, it has felt to me as if it's all falling down. It has been a rough couple of weeks, hasn't it? There was the shooting at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Squirrel Hill, outside of, or part of the neighborhood in Pittsburgh. And growing up in Pennsylvania, that hit home with me. That there were 11 lives lost because there was a gunman that wanted to kill people simply because of their faith, because they were Jewish. I can't fathom that. It makes no sense to me at all. And as I heard that news, it felt to me like everything was falling down all around us. Tara lifted up in our prayer concerns today the shooting that just took place at the Country Music Bar in Thousand Oaks, California. We lived in 29 Palms, California for a while. It's not that far from Thousand Oaks. And to think, I did not see this because they took the social media accounts down, but the shooter said, apparently on social media, as he was doing this, killing 12 people, "The fact is, I had no reason to do it. I just thought, life is boring. So why not?" I can't fathom it. It makes no sense to me. And it feels like it's all falling down. And then the wildfires in California. I first heard about it with the wildfires in Paradise, California, which is about an hour and a half away from where my aunt and uncle live. Their community in Santa Rosa was decimated by wildfires a year and a half or 2 years ago. And now this has taken place. I heard on the news this morning that they have discovered that 24 people were killed as they were trying to drive out of that community, and the flames arrived too fast and engulfed their vehicles, and they couldn't escape. God's timing, right? Yeah, you know what? Let's just take a minute and listen to that and say a prayer for all of those persons and situations silently. Sometimes it feels like it's all falling down. And if you want to bring it a little closer to home, two bodies discovered in Bealton. We don't right now know, it hasn't been released, the cause of death for these two persons in a house in our community. But we think, I like to think, that we live in this little isolated, protected enclave. And that's not necessarily the case, is it? Whatever happened in that particular situation, in recent months, there have been stabbings and there have been shootings. And we know that there is a problem with the opioid crisis that has made its way into our community. And even things like a 46-year-old woman who is the mother of two. Young man who is 22 and a daughter who is 12, who is diagnosed with stage 4, rapidly spreading cancer. I can't fathom it. It doesn't make sense to me. And you hear that kind of news and it feels like everything is falling down. And that's why I think the image of that childhood game I used to play became so important to me in the last few days. Because in that game, we would hold on to each other and we would not let go when everything was falling down. And so, in the midst of the fear that is engendered by having our world sort of fall apart around us, I want us to hang on to two things. First, I want us to hang on to the promise of Scripture that when it seems like everything is falling apart on us, God is holding us. And God does not let go. God does not let go. In the Scripture passage from Psalm 46 that Melinda read for us today, the psalmist writes, God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Ever-present. God does not let go. When everything is falling down, God is still there holding on to our hands. Therefore, we will not fear. Though the earth give way, though the mountains should fall into the heart of the sea, though the waters roar and foam, and the mountains quake with their surging. When it all falls down, when there is violence around us that doesn't make sense, when there is illness that doesn't make sense, when there are natural disasters that don't make sense to us, when we can't fathom what is happening, we can remember that God holds on to us, and God does not let go. And so, when it feels to you like everything's falling down, I want to encourage you, turn to Psalm 46 and just read it, and reread it, and reread it, and reread it until you can feel God's hand holding yours, and you can hold on to the promise that God does not let you go. But the first thing I would say is, remember the promise of Scripture that God does not let go of us. The second thing I would say is, let us remember to hold on to each other and not let go. Just like kids playing Ring Around the Rosie, hold on to each other whenever everything else is falling down and do not let go. Hold on to each other in love, because it's when we do that that the fear can be at bay. I mentioned a few minutes ago the incident at the Tree of Life Synagogue in Pittsburgh. And I don't know, I'm sure many of you have seen it, but there was an emergency room nurse, a trauma nurse, who worked at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh. And his name was Ari Mahler. And he actually was working in the ER when the gunman was brought in. And they say that when the gunman was brought into the ER, he was still yelling about how he wanted to kill all Jews. Ari Mahler is Jewish. And he went to this man and cared for him in the trauma room. And it made the news, and, you know, lots of different news outlets were talking about how this had happened and how this nurse had responded to that situation. And I guess he felt like he needed to speak his own story instead of letting the media speak for him. And so he wrote a long letter, and I'm only going to read a part of it. And if I had time, I would like to have read the whole thing to you, because I don't think it does it justice to kind of to pull out just a few of the pieces. And I encourage you to look for it and read all of it for yourself. But I do want to read these few sentences to you. The title is, I'm the Jewish Nurse. He said, yes, that Jewish nurse, the same one that people are talking about in the Pittsburgh shooting. He said, to be honest, I'm nervous about sharing this. I just know I feel alone right now. And the irony of the world talking about me doesn't seem fair without the chance to speak for myself. He goes on to describe some of his childhood experiences and some of the events in his own life that were formative. And then he says, I'm sure he, meaning the shooter, had no idea that I was Jewish. And I didn't say a word to him about my religion. I chose not to say anything to him about it the entire time. What I wanted was for him to feel compassion. And I chose to show him empathy. I felt that the best way to honor his victims was for a Jew to prove him wrong. And then he closes by saying, love. That's why I did it. Love as an action is more powerful than words. And love in the face of evil gives others hope. It demonstrates humanity. It reaffirms why we're all here. The meaning of life is to give meaning to life. And love is the ultimate force that connects all living beings. I could care less what the shooter thinks, but you, the person reading this, love is the only message I wish to instill in you. If my actions mean anything, love means everything. Respectfully, Ari Mahler, RN. That's an example of somebody who continued to hold on to those around him in love when everything else was falling down. There are times whenever it seems as if everything is falling down around us. And when that's the case, I implore you, hold on to the promise that God does not let us go. God holds us even though the mountains shake. God is an ever-present help in times of trouble. God does not let us go. He holds on. And let's hold on to each other, because that is how we can face the fear when everything is falling down. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, we give you thanks that you indeed are with us. You hold on to us and do not let us go when everything is falling down. Help us as your children to hold on to one another. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said,